Hey, take a minute before you sit down. Say Happy New Year to everybody around you. That was the best Happy New Year I've heard this year. Best one. Hey, if I don't know you, my name is Tim Ward, and I am so grateful to be here with you either in person or online today. And I'm so grateful that you've chosen to worship here at Crossroads and connect with us. I think there is a powerful word that God has for us today about where we're going and about where we're headed. And I thank you all so much on the worship team for sort of heading in that direction and leading us there today. So I'm really grateful. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you, June. Hey, I want to invite you, either if you're online or in person, if you have not downloaded the Crossroads app, I want to encourage you, you can do it now. Your pastor is saying it is fine to take out your phone in church and download it. If you're able to do it, you just go to the app store, put in Crossroads UMC. It is going to be a great resource for you. You can do your connection card on there. It has the worship guide, has a bunch of information that you can find that connects to our website where you're going to get all the information anyway. But if you're here in person too and you want to fill out the connection card today, I want to encourage you to do so. There is a lot of information on here, a lot of things. But the biggest thing is if you put your name on it, we will pray for you. And if you're online, you can go to crossroadsnova.org/here and fill that out. But I want to encourage you to really get connected to your church. And one of the ways you do that is by filling this out. In a little bit, the ushers will come around and you can place those connection cards in the basket and they'll receive those. Speaking of getting connected, I want to tell you about some things that are coming up. The first thing I want to tell you about is a new series that we're launching next week. It's going to be a 3-week series on belonging. I think of everything that I talk to people about, of all the different situations, of all the different things that are going on in people's lives, many of the challenges that people have stem back to the idea and the desire of wanting to belong. People want to belong to a community. People want to feel loved. People want to feel like somebody is connected to them and cares for them. This idea of belonging is a real thing. And we're going to talk about it for 3 weeks, and we're going to dive deeply into it. So I want to encourage you, come for the next 3 weeks. Put it in your calendar. Set your alarm. Whatever it takes, come to worship for 3 weeks. I think it's going to be really beneficial to you and a real gift. And we're going to throw some challenges out there, which I think are pretty cool, and things that we can do. Next thing I'm going to tell you about ways to get connected. Next Sunday after worship, Tea with Tim. So 11:15 to 12. If you want to find out more about the church, learn more about the church. If you're interested in membership, we talk about that there too. But that's not just for people who want to be members. You can check the connection card for that and say, hey, I'm interested in coming to that. And I'd love to just meet with you and spend some time with you, get to know you, and you can get to know me. The next week after worship at Old Ox Brewery, we have our second Pints with the Pastor, which is going to be fun. It was really great the last time we did it. I think it'll be fantastic to do it again. If you have kids, it's kid-friendly, right? Kids are there, they're playing, they're hanging out, there's lots of kids. If you don't have kids, it's also adult-friendly, right? It's a brewery, right? So come, enjoy, want to hang out with you. What I found was so many people were meeting other people in their church. People that you can't meet on Sunday morning because we just move too quickly, right? Everybody sort of passes. So come, it'll be after worship, 11:30 to 1:30, the 22nd, which will be great. The last thing I want to tell you about, and this is something that's really important. We have something here at Crossroads called ESL, which is English for Speakers of Other Languages. This week, I was in the office. I shared this story this morning. I was in the office. It was Thursday afternoon, and a couple came in with their two kids, and they did not speak English. They only spoke Spanish. And they came in and they stood in our hallway, and I happened to speak Spanish, so I went out and I talked to them. And they said, the one thing that they're really longing for in their life right now is to learn English. And do I know anywhere that they could learn English? And I said, isn't that fascinating? We have a course for that. And then they had these two little kids, and I said, and oh, by the way, you can both take it at the same time because we offer childcare while we do it. And I wish you could have seen, I could not have given them a better Christmas gift. They were so thankful, so excited, and ready to come to registration. So we need teachers, we need assistants, we need folks to help out with hospitality, we need folks to help out with childcare so that those little kids can be cared for. There's volunteer meeting that starts on the 25th, registration's on the 26th, it's Wednesdays and Thursdays from January till late March. I wanna strongly encourage you, if you can give up one night a week, to serve in that capacity, check the connection card. Say, I'm interested. If you've never done it before, it's okay. But friends, these are the ways, and we're gonna talk about this in the message a little bit, that we dive more deeply into our greater community. So if you can participate in that, I hope that you will. It is life-changing stuff that we do. Our ushers are gonna come up And they're gonna receive our time of giving today. You can place your connection cards in those baskets. You'll see there's lots of ways to give. You can text to give. You can give on our new app. Did I mention the app? That we have an app now. You can give on the app. But be generous, knowing that your generosity is changing that young couple's life as you give. So thank you for giving. I wonder if you'd pray with me and for me just a moment. God, I pray for your Holy Spirit to be poured out, not just over me, but over every single one of us here. God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would fill this place, would fill this world. God, that whatever people are walking in with today, God, you would do what you do and meet us right in the midst of our stories. God, that somehow you might speak through me, that you would give us ears to hear what you want each of us to hear this morning. God, that our ears might be open, that our hearts might be willing to be transformed, that our minds to learn and understand. Come, fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I heard a name this week that I haven't heard before. You may have heard this name before, Ralph Samuelson. It's a name of somebody who over 100 years ago did something really, really cool. It was in 1922, in the summer of 1922. Ralph Samuelson went into a lumber yard and he found 2 8-foot pieces of wood, 8-foot long, wide pieces of wood. And he put them later on the water and for the first time went water skiing. Right? He was the first guy to ever go water skiing. Now, what was interesting about his story was Ralph was really interested to see if we could do what we did on snow on the water. So he took snow skis and he put them on the water behind his brother's boat and he tried to go and snow skis would not do it. He took those barrel pieces, this, what are they called? Snaves, something like that, that goes around the outside of a barrel and he tried those. Those didn't work. The staves, they didn't work. So he said, I think the issue is in order to water ski, what we have to do is we have to get wider bases under you on the water. So he was really determined to do this because he thought it would be super cool. So he went and he bought these 8-foot pieces of wood. He dipped them in his mom's like water basin that she heats with and bent the wood. He got it pointed up like this. He put leather straps for his feet. He got a 100-foot rope made out of the window rope that they used for windows. And then he went and he had a blacksmith make a metal ring and he went out on the water for the first time. Now his first time that he went out, what kept happening was he had the water skis pointed this way. Because in snow skiing, where do your skis go? Down. So he pointed the water skis down, and every time he would start, he would go right back down. But then what happened? He finally said, what if I lean back a little bit? And he put the skis up, and he started water skiing. Now, people thought this was absolutely amazing. They thought this was absolutely, I mean, look at this guy, right? They thought this was so incredible that people would come from all around just to see this guy do this. I mean, think about the vision that he had. Think about the vision that he had that I will be on water. Now today, it's estimated that more than 11 million people water ski. People do it for sport, people do it for exercise, people do it for fun, they do it for competitions. It is a really big deal and it all started with Ralph Samuelson's vision. He said, I bet we can get out there and I bet we can stand on the water. I mean, that's pretty cool, right? I mean, water skiing is not for everybody. I've tried a few times, but for some people, it's a lot of fun, right? And it's a really cool thing to watch, but it started with a vision. He set out to do it. Vision is such an important thing. It's a thing that transforms what you're doing. Without vision, you don't know where you're going, right? There are people who get in a car and they go on a family trip and they say, we'll just go wherever we go. I don't know who you are, and if you're here, that's just weird, right? Like, have a vision, right? Have a plan, and then it'll work out. No, it's not that weird. People do it, right? But a vision will lead you to something. A vision is an important thing. And listen, there are lots of organizations that have visions. There are lots of organizations that put things out, and they put them on their website, and they're pretty, and they never use them. But friends, we have a vision here at Crossroads, a vision to do something powerful, a vision that the Holy Spirit gives us, a vision that we want to live into. And I want to share it with you today in case you don't know it. That vision is transforming the world one person, family, and community at a time through the unconditional love of Jesus. I mean, think about it. That's a pretty cool vision, right? I mean, when you think about that family that I was just talking about that walked into this church last week, if they learn English in this church, it can be transformational to their lives. It can absolutely change their situation. It can be a powerful, powerful thing for them. It's a strong vision that leads us to something big. And listen, this last year, that was our vision. And we lived into that and we did some really beautiful things. I want to share some things about your church with you because this is you. I want to share that in 2022, our worship attendance increased by more than 30%. Y'all, that's a big deal. And that's not a big deal because we want more butts in the seats. For kids, I said butts in church. It is not a big deal for that. It's a big deal because more people are coming to know loving community. More people are experiencing the grace of Jesus Christ in their lives. More people are coming to the communion table knowing that it's an open table. Our generosity in this church, our financial giving increased by more than 20%. Y'all, that is huge. Our kids program increased by 25%. We are having more young families come to this church. More kids come to this church. We introduced new small groups. 57 people joined the church. The year before, 8 people joined the church. We had a huge confirmation class. And listen, I don't tell you numbers because I think numbers are the most important thing. I tell you numbers because you need to know how we're living into this vision. There are people all around me. People are writing articles. Other pastors are talking to me and they are saying, the church is dying. Friends, look around. The church is very much alive. The church is not dying. Yes. For goodness sakes, I am tired of people saying that the church is dying. The church is alive. When I talk to people here at Crossroads, they talk about the joy that they have in their church. They talk about the life that they see, the energy that they see, the excitement that their kids have when coming. You know what kids love to do? They love to walk on those little blocks that go through this garden out here, right? They love it. And a scout did that and made it really exciting for kids to come to their church. And then they come and they have a great program and they get to do these wonderful things. People love their church. But like Ralph Samuel's son, it is important for us to say, where is God taking us? What does God want us to do? How do we step out onto the water, which is a very biblical metaphor? How do we step out into this land that God is calling us to? These songs, you know, God is the God of this city. God is the God who's calling us to love this place called Ashburn, Loudoun County, and beyond. God is calling us to deeply care for those around. To do that. Friends, the church is not dead. The church is not dying. The church is very much alive. So what happened? How do we look at 2023? Our church council, which is the leadership body of this church, and our staff and myself and some others started to really look at and say, where is God calling us in 2023? How do we live into this vision? The vision doesn't change, but perhaps some of the things that we do have to change as we look into who God wants us to do, who God wants us to be. We listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit, right? Holy Spirit, what do you want us to do as a church? How do you want us to love people more deeply? How do you want us to live out that commandment that Christ gives to love you, God, with all of who we are and love our neighbor as ourselves? And I'm going to share some things today, some pieces of that vision. Because here's the deal, friends. That vision only works if we're all on board. It only works. The church, in its very nature, is the body of Christ. You are the church. I am not, I'm part of the church, but I am not the church. You are the church. And as we live into this, as we live out this vision, as we live it out together, we'll see the beauty of it. Now, before I get to it, I want to read to you from the early church. The beginning of the church, because I think the vision of the early church was very similar to the vision that Crossroads has. And I want to read how they lived that out to you. So we're going to look at Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. It says, the believers, that's how they called the people who were the followers of Jesus at the time, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the community, to their shared meals and to their prayers. A sense of awe came over everyone. God performed many wonders and signs through the apostles. All the believers were united in sharing everything. They would sell pieces of property and possessions and distribute the proceeds to everyone who needed them. Every day they met together in the temple and they ate at their homes. They shared food with gladness and simplicity. They praised God and demonstrated God's goodness to everyone. The Lord added daily to the community those who were being saved. I mean, isn't that a beautiful story? I remember a few years ago, I was being interviewed on this podcast. This was probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And somebody said to me, they said, do you think we could live into that today? And I was at a really low point in my feelings about the church at the time. And I said, you know, I don't know if we can do that anymore. I don't know if that's just something to just look at and aspire to. The truth is, I can stand up here today and tell you, I believe that we can do that. I believe that we can live into who the early church is, was, that God called us to be. The early church got it. They got the importance of loving God. They got the importance of loving one another. They got the importance of walking with each other. And they got the importance of letting everybody in. They understood it. They paid attention to it. This was a story of people who shared things with one another, a story of people who sold things. They were generous with one another. The church community, it's a story of people who had meals together. They shared life over meals. It's a beautiful story of connection. And actually, that was our word. You see, connect, that was our word in 2022. Our word was connect. We want to connect more deeply. And we did. We did lots of things to connect. And we thought that was really important. We add a word this year, and I think it's going to be up there. It's not just connect. Go to the next one. Connection and engagement. The vision for 2023 is not only do we connect with one another, but we engage one another. Because here's a way that I can connect with you. Hi, I'm Tim. Right? We connected. But to engage means to go deeply, to learn someone's story, to find out what's going on with them, what brings them life and joy, to find out what their gifts are so that they can use those gifts to help others experience that love of Christ, engagement, right? See, the early church didn't simply connect. They were engaged in the life of the community around them. Part of the ways that we will get to transformation is engagement. Part of the way that we'll do that is to engage people deeply, to learn from them, to hear their stories. We have to help people feel as if each person is deeply loved by God and deeply important to God. I'm gonna give you another name, Rob Kenny. Do you guys know the name Rob Kenny? Rob Kenny became super famous in the pandemic. Rob Kenny is a guy who decided at some point in early 2020, after the pandemic started, that he wanted to go on the internet and he wanted to do regular dad things on the internet. Like he wanted to show people how to change your oil, right? And he wanted to show people in videos. He wanted to show people what it meant to care for your dog and take your dog to the vet. He wanted to show people things that dads could help out, and he wanted to tell people that if they didn't have a dad or if their dad didn't love them, that he loved them. Right? Basic human connection. That's all he wanted to do. What was really fascinating about this story was he thought 30 or 40 people would follow it, and if he could help people in some way during the pandemic feel like they were part of community, that would be a really beautiful thing. If they could in some way feel like they were loved, he would do it, and that was great. Well, Good Morning America got a hold of this. And they found out about this, and they shared his story, and they labeled him in their story as Internet's dad. Right? So Internet's dad went crazy. It went amazing. And when they interviewed him and they said, why did you do this? He said, it went back to his own childhood. In his own childhood, his parents divorced when he was young. And his dad got custody because his mom wasn't able to care for the kids. And he said he had these moments when he was living with his dad where his dad finally met somebody else that lived away. And his dad would put, they were really young at the time, his dad would put enough food in the house for the weekend. And his dad would go away for the weekend and leave the kids at home by themselves. And he would come back at the end of the weekend after he'd been away with this person who he was falling in love with. Until finally, about 2 years into that, he came and he looked at his kids and he said, I'm done raising kids. I don't want to be your dad anymore. And he said he went to live with his older brother. His older brother was living in a trailer at the time. And he went to live with his older brother. And he said he acted out. And he made a commitment as soon as he got married and he had kids that he wasn't going to be that kind of dad. that he was gonna care for his kids and he was gonna walk with his kids and journey with his kids. Well, then what happened was his kids grew up and he decided, well, my kids don't really need me in that way anymore. But he felt like truly he was designed to be a dad. So he became internet's dad, right? He came out. And what he did and why he became so famous and so popular was he met people right where they were. Whatever their need was, they could go online and they could see a video of how to fix a toilet, right? They could see a video that said, you are loved and you matter. When they were going through the struggles of life, he deeply, deeply connected with people. And he says that he loved so much meeting people in the midst of their story. Y'all, what if our church was like that? What if our church's story was that we met people right where they were, right in the middle of their story? You know, the greatest thing that I heard, our concert was awesome, the concert day. You know the greatest thing I heard that day? Joy and Liz, if you weren't here, Joy and Liz are two people that work with Food for Neighbors. And they came and they stood right up here in the front of the church. And they talked about how they really sensed that they were supposed to go beyond Sterling and go to Ashburn and help feed kids in Ashburn. And they said when they came to Ashburn, everybody they talked to said, oh, go to Crossroads. Crossroads would be a wonderful partner for you because they love their community. Y'all, isn't that the greatest thing? Isn't it the greatest thing that people in our community are saying we're the church that loves people? Isn't it the greatest thing that people in our community are saying that we're the church that will go out and care for people and serve those who are hungry and meet people right in the middle of their story? What if we got deeper and deeper into that? What if our engagement vision for 2023 was that we expanded that? That we tried to let as many people as possible know that we're the church that's here for them, not because we care about having more people in worship, but because we care about more people knowing that they are loved by God. What if that was where we went? We have an objective in 2023 as we live into this vision to grow our different ministries by connecting and engaging people more deeply. We'll have to welcome people in ways greater than we ever have before. In 2022, you may not know it, we got a new website. In 2022, we got a new app. We got a new logo at the end of the year. We did all that to reach more people, and now we have to share that. Now we have to invite more people to experience that, to get the information, to use our communication tools. For example, I want to show you a page on our website. This is our front page now, and it's hard to see, but there's a little button under there. Under it says, where you are, always welcome. There's a little button that says visit. And a person can now go to our website and click that button, and they can fill out a form saying, I'm interested in coming to your church, and we can prepare for them. We can be ready for them to greet them, to meet them where they are. We can find out information. Do they have kids? And we can help get them connected to our kids program. We can find out things that are important to them and we can reach back out to them. Friends, we have to create more entryways and more doors into the church so that we can engage more people. And that's one of the ways, one of the examples that we're doing that. We're gonna continue to deepen our relationship with Hope Preschool. If you don't know it, we have a wonderful preschool here at Crossroads. I think we have 165 kids in the preschool this year, which is awesome and wonderful, and we're starting registration in a couple of weeks for next year. We're working hard to build our relationships with Hope Preschool, and we're working to go deeper with that. We do things like Breakfast with Santa and Trunk or Treat and our Easter festival, and we're working to do more events, more connection points for families, more resources, because it is hard to raise children, but we want to connect more deeply with those who are here in our church. We want to grow our small group connections. Friends, we don't have enough small groups in this church. We want to grow our small groups. Why? Because it is in small groups where you deeply engage people and you connect with people. That's a goal of this year. We're going to focus on how we're going to care for one another. We're going to continue to focus on financial generosity in 2023 because it is financial generosity that transforms us and also allows us to reach more people and connect with more people. We're gonna look at the way that we spend our financial resources, and we're gonna think about, are they living fully and constantly into our vision? Our serve team looks at new things and new ideas that come in, and we look at those ideas and we say, do these help push us towards the vision that God has called us to? And if they don't, we're not gonna do them. So there are lots of great ideas out there, but we're gonna push hard towards ideas that live into this vision. We're going to focus on engagement by creating a team that focuses on welcome and connection with new folks in a deeper, more meaningful way. We're not doing a great job right now, I'll be honest with you, of really connecting with people who are new to the church. And we want to build a team of you that thinks about that and looks at that. Some of you who are brand new may say, I want to be on that team because I wasn't super welcomed well. And we want to do that. In 2023, we want to use that team to help folks connect. We want to continue to do events like Pints with the Pastor, dinners, after worship connections, serve events. We have a desire for people to volunteer more in the church. You may have noticed, I didn't talk about Generosity Feeds today. It was on the back of our connection card. You know why I didn't talk about it? It filled up on Thursday, right? We had 150 slots and they all filled up by people in our church. 150 slots to make 15,000 meals in 4 hours. I want us to volunteer more, not because we need more people. Yes, that's a part of the story, but because volunteering transforms our lives. Volunteering is a powerful thing. And if we're about transformation of the people, we want to do it beside other people. We have a desire for more people to grow in that, more opportunities. And if you're looking for those opportunities, email me directly and I will help you figure it out. We will make a way for you to do that. We'll continue to connect with our local community. We're gonna connect with more middle schools and high schools. Here's what's really cool about us right now, y'all. Middle schools, high schools, elementary schools are starting to call us. Hey, we've heard what you do for X school. We've heard what you do. So we wanna connect not only with the needs of the schools, but connect with the staff. Connect with volunteers. I had an opportunity. Our son goes to Stonebridge High School, and the school does a really cool thing where they do a cookie exchange, and all the families make cookies, and the teachers get to come in and get them. And I volunteered one day at Stonebridge High School. And what was really cool was somebody in our church was there, and you know, I don't wear a big sign that says pastor, and every teacher that came in, the person was like, hey, this is my pastor. He's at Crossroads right down the street. I was like, sweet, look at you. You're engaging people all over the place. Right? More of that. More of engaging the local community that's around us. We'll continue. We have a team here called a Church of Ashburn team. And that's to look at how we can be the church in our local community. And we'll continue to feed into that team and work with that team. We're going to create a marketing strategy this year. How do we get this information out to people? How do we help people understand that there's a church here that loves all people, that cares about all people? Because that's what the early church did. The early church shared the heck out of the community that they lived in. They told people about it. But here's the deal. The reason the early church worked was because of the people. We need you. We need the church to be the church, because the church is not dying, right? The church is not dying, right? All right, okay. The church is not dying, right? So we need to be the church. We need you to step up, to be leaders, to invite people to experience this community, to encourage others, to offer feedback. We need you to talk to people in the church that you don't know. Don't come here just for your friends. We need you to engage new people. We need you to step out of your comfort zone, do really beautiful things. I mean, seriously, I kid you not. I was listening to these songs as we were singing them this morning, and I thought, my word, what if we really believed what we were singing? What if we really believe that God is calling us for greater things in 2023 in this city? What if we really believe that the Holy Spirit was gonna bring this fresh wind and we got out of the way in the sense that we didn't hamper it, but we got in the way in the sense that we were the church? Because the church is not dead, right? And look at the way this passage ends. It says, they praise God, they demonstrated God's goodness to everyone, and the Lord added daily to the community those who were being saved. You know, you could read this passage and you could say, if we just do, then God will bless us. Or you could read this passage and do that. I don't think that's the case at all. I think the reason that God was sending more people to this community, I think the reason that God was encouraging more people to go, pushing people to go, because God knew that if people joined this community, they would be loved. God knew that if people joined the early church community, they'd be cared for. God knew that if people joined the early church community, people would meet them right where they were in the midst of their stories, because that's what people were doing. So in 2023, that's who we've got to be. Somebody in our church came up to me a little while ago, a couple months ago, and said, Tim, you challenge us all the time. You push us, you encourage us, and I love that. What if we had a place where we could show how we're being the church, not just in all the events we do, but how we're being the church in our homes and in our communities? And that's how that board, there's a big board out there that says Transforming the World came by. So if you're doing something in your community, if you're doing something in your life, literally, if you were kind to your child this week, amen? If you did that, go out there and put it on the board to show how we're being the church. How God is calling us to live out being the church. 2,000 years ago, we were invited to love our neighbor. 2,000 years ago, we were encouraged to love God. I believe with all of who I am that in 2023, God will add to our numbers daily. Not because, again, we want more people, but because I believe this is a beautiful community of love, grace, compassion, and ultimately transformation through connection and engagement. We will love people more deeply. We will care about people. We will become the church that people talk about, not just because we're the church that makes loud music on Sunday mornings, but people will talk about us because we are the church that cares about people. People will talk about us because we are the church that looks like the early church in Acts 2 that they can't even explain because they don't know about it. People will talk about us because they believe that we actually love them. So friends, make no mistake, the church is very much alive. Amen?